On confusion and doubt is the most deprecated and be it pain, deprivation, or poverty. A woman who has definitely received a happiness is in her life. This is no doubt a depiction of his husband. Behind this beautiful drawing, it could be a drug addict who has a mental crisis, but unfortunately,
now.
I made a mistake. I was wrong. I was an idiot. I was young and stupid. I didn't understand. I didn't know if the gap between us and these plebs was removed. They'd become so audacious they'd want to take our place.
Sanaz.
Filthy pig.
Alpha isn't a beggar. She's now a member of our family. She's been living with us for 40 years. That is no joke. Do you understand me?
Yes, I get it. I understand very well. But that's enough. She's eaten and slept in this house. That's enough. You're gonna kick her out, Marl. You're gonna kick her out tomorrow!
Who's gonna take care of Mom? Me or you?
Neither me nor you. We can put her in an old people's home, okay? Just get rid of Afa, okay?
How can you even think of doing that to Mom?
But Mom isn't all there anymore. All she does all day is sit in a corner and pray. What difference does it make whether she prays here at the old people's home or in any other hellhole?
If she finds out we're putting her in a home, she'll die before we even take her there.
So much the better. Let her die. It'd be better for her to die than live in such misery.
I beg you. You've become so cruel. You weren't like this. Alcohol has gotten into your head.
No. Stop it. Stop talking. Alcohol hasn't done anything to my brain. It's that damn Afa who's driving me crazy. I said go to hell.
Please.
I'm begging you. Mara, tell her to go away. I hate that woman. Get rid of her.
I can't, Sinez. I can't do that.
Mara, I'm begging you. Please do it.
Sinez, listen to me. It's not just Mom. You and I need Afa, too.
You silly. You and I only need each other. Only each other. We have no need for that damned woman. I beg you. Please, Fire. Please do it. Do it for me.
I said I can't do that.
Oh.
Alpha, why do you keep picking on her? Why do you keep bothering her?
But I didn't say anything. I just asked her not to tear up the book.
Which book do you mean?
Farouk's Allen's book.
Let's say she did tear up the book. What's the big deal?
This book keeps your mother alive. Without it, she can't sleep at night.
Even so, you could have bought her a new one tomorrow. Now don't make a federal case of it. Help me put Mom back in her chair. Come on now. Please. Get up, Mom. Get up, dear. Come on, let me help you.
Very good. Don't cry, Farouk's Allen. Don't cry. I'll glue all the pages back together. Don't cry.
Mom, dear, I promise I'll buy you another copy, okay?
Dear, everybody is downstairs. You should come.
Hi. Hello, Dad.
Hello, son. We're gathered here tonight to put our heads together and solve Mary's problem.
Well, that's a great idea.
Mary, darling, we're all ears. What is your decision?
The fact is, Dad, that I gave a lot of thought and came to the conclusion that the best thing to do is for us to get divorced. So Hamid can...
What? Get divorced? What are you talking about, Mary?
Hamid, dear. Let her finish what she has to say. So you said you'd better get divorced so Hamid could do what?
So Hamid can decide about his future without me in his way.
Can't you make a decision as it is, Hamid?
Of course I can, Uncle. Of course. I've made my decision consciously. No one has had any impact on the decision I've made. Mary has talked to my mother. She knows.
Did my sister disagree?
She neither agreed nor disagreed. She said it's up to Hamid. It's his opinion that matters.
But Hamid has already made up his mind. What's your problem, then?
Mary is worried about the future, Dad.
She's afraid Hamid might change his mind a couple of years later.
I'm 29 years old. Uncle, I made the decision consciously by employing all my wisdom, and I'm not going to regret it.
Mary, dear, that's just a probability, with ifs and buts. You can't ruin your future based on something that may or may not happen, can you?
But it's not just probability. The feelings of fatherhood is not something Hamid is going to let go of. He doesn't have them now, but he will soon.
But aren't you supposed to adopt a baby from an orphanage? For you to be the mother, and Hamid the father?
Yes, but that's different, Dad.
How so?
It's different for those who don't have a clear understanding of their problem. Thank God you're both educated people. You made that decision together, and you know what your problem is. Why should it make a difference, darling? I'm positive that very soon you are going to feel like the real parents of that kid.
I couldn't agree more. You're going to love your baby the first time you hold it in your arms.
Mary. Mary, dear. Do you agree?
She doesn't have to answer right now. She has 48 hours to think about what we said this evening. And then she'll answer. Is 48 hours enough?
Yes, Dad.
Hamid, come.
Yes, sir.
Come, I want to talk to you. So, you want to marry Mara Lazimi?
You caught me off guard by that question, Dad.
If I couldn't see through my own son by looking at his face, I wouldn't call myself a father. Look, I want you to get married and move into your own apartment. That way my job as a father will have been done.
And I'm sick of being alone, Dad.
How well do you know her family?
Not much.
How about herself?
More than her own family.
Do you love her?
I'm scared.
Of what?
Of her lifestyle. You know, we're two people with two different attitudes who happen to take an interest in each other.
Is Morale a malleable woman?
Very much so. She's different from her family.
And do you think you can change her?
I think so.
She alone is all that matters. Of course, her family is important, too.
I know, Dad.
Why do you want to enter a family you know nothing about?
I don't know why.
We're two families with two different views. And so, I'm not telling you what you're doing is right, but if you love each other, if you love and understand each other, no one is going to be able to come between you. No one.
Excuse me. Hello?
Excuse me.
For what?
For inconveniencing you at this time of night.
No. It's not at all inconvenient.
My mother has a book that she's really attached to. But she can't find it tonight. I was curious if you had a copy of it among your books.
And the name of the book?
Communication with God.
Oh. It's a small book with a blue cover, right?
Correct.
Well, unfortunately, I don't have it here at home, but I'll get to you one tomorrow and bring it over.
Don't bother. I'll stop by tomorrow.
No. I have a ride. It's easier that way.
Thank you.
Sure. I'll see you tomorrow, then. Bye for now.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
hear you up.
Thank you.
Did you sleep on it?
I did.
So, what's your answer?
Look, I've got a mom who can neither talk nor stand on her feet. There's someone who takes care of her and has lived with us for years. I might have to bring them over to live with me one day. Would you put up with that?
My mother's dead. Your mother will become my mother, too.
You mean you...
Yeah.
I do.
Want to look serious in the pictures?
No.
No.
So, smile. Look at each other. It looks perfect.
Thank you so much, Jala. Shireen, dear.
Yes?
Has Dad gone to the boiler room again?
Yes.
Is that all? Everyone wants to take a picture with you.
I'll be right back.
Where are you going, darling?
Dear Aunt, Dad's pushing himself too hard.
I've tried to stop him, but he won't listen.
I don't know what to say. Mr. and Mrs. Madden, please help yourself. Have some fruit or something. Sure. That's it.
Please
fact,
have some.
See if Mother needs anything.
It couldn't get any worse, son. The boiler's on the blink on your wedding night.
Take it easy, Dad.
Mr. Matten, Mrs. Matten, sister, please forgive us. Ma'am,
it's
madam,
okay.
Please, I'm so sorry.
Oh,
we
no,
tried our best to fix it, but
okay.
The thing wouldn't come alive. Anyway, you're going to have to bear with us on this cold night.
Morty's wedding. Your house is small. All you need to keep it warm is a small heater. Stop stressing about it so much.
She's right, Mr. Yazdanpana. These two small heaters have already warmed the place up.
Dad. Please wash your hands.
If you'll excuse me, I'll
you go
wash
please.
My hands.
Yes, yes, sure.
Excuse me.
It's all right.
Mr. Martin.
Yes?
Let's have your picture taken with a couple.
Okay.
Please.
No, I've
got
after you.
Come here, Uncle.
Did you fix it?
No. No, it's broken.
How did your nose get black?
Excuse me.
I don't know.
I'll go wash it.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
Wait a minute, please. Hang
Thank
on.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. Here we go.
Excuse me.
Hamid, dear, put this somewhere
yes,
else.
That's true.
Okay.
Thank you. There we go. Thank you. Congratulations.
Are you ready?
A wedding in a cold house. This is one to remember. Write about that in one of your stories.
You're such a warm, loving family. I don't feel cold at all, Dad.
Dinner is served, everyone. Please, let's all go to the
please,
table.
Please, Mr. Matt.
Let's eat.
Excuse me.
Please.
Mother dear, here you are.
Well done.
Thank you, Mom. Remember, no extra salt on your food. Enjoy. This way, please.
Oh, thanks very much.
Oh,
it's
don't mention it. No problem at all. It's my pleasure.
Let me clear the table.
Oh, please don't bother with it. I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
Here you are.
You must try it, Farooq-saman. It's very delicious. Here.
I know you're very happy tonight and feel great. I feel just like you. Sure, I'll pray for them to be happy and grow old together.
Would you like a yogurt drink? Want some?
No, thank you.
Sure.
Here you are. Hermit, could you pass me some tissues?
Here you are.
Thanks. Can I get you anything?
No, thanks.
This is exactly what it means. That was before. Yeah, I know. Perfect. That's a great idea. Sure. I'll bring the instruments. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Bon appetit.
Excuse me, Miss Effa.
Oh, it's all right.
Daddy dear, I know you haven't touched this sitar since Mom died, but we thought we'd all come to ask you to please play for us a bit, since we are celebrating Hamid and Morale's union tonight.
Please, Dad.
Please don't say no, please.
You're right, Dad. If you play for us tonight, you'll make us all even happier.
Dad, for the sake of your one and only son, pick up your sitar and strum away for us a bit. We'd really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
You can't imagine how glad I am now. Yes?
Excuse me, is Morale's wedding here? Or is it on the top or bottom floor?
It's right here. You are?
I'm a friend of hers. My name is Kimia.
Oh, come in, Miss Kimia.
No, thanks. Please tell her to come to the door for a second.
Okay, I'll tell her right away. It'll be a few minutes. Miss Effa, is something a matter?
Oh, no.
Can I get you something?
Tea for Faruku-sama?
Oh, sorry, of course. I'll get you some right away.
Thanks.
Maro, dear. You're wanted at the door.
Who is it?
Your friend Kimia.
Kimia?
Who is it?
I don't know. What are you standing here for, Effa?
Don't bring her in here tonight. Go out there and talk to her.
Oh, is that you, Sinas?
Yes. I've come to beg your forgiveness. Want to make up?
But I wasn't mad at you.
How about upset?
Don't be silly. Come in.
I can't come in. You come out here. I'm not alone. Come on.
Is that your friend?
No, it's Sinas.
What? Well, why didn't you invite her in?
I did, but she said she wasn't alone.
Well, so what if she isn't alone? She can bring her friends, too.
I'm very sorry. Here you are.
Wow! Look at you! I love you so much, Mora.
I love you, too. I love you, too. Oh. I'm so glad you came over. You were conspicuous by being absent. Come here. Let me introduce you to Hamid.
Well, well. So you're Hamid.
That's him.
It's nice to meet you.
It's very nice to meet you, too.
My sister Morale is such a great girl.
Indeed she is.
Be good to her.
Sure.
Come, I want to introduce you to someone famous who wants to meet you. Come on.
Good evening.
Good evening.
That's Dariush Aryan, a literary critic who lives in London. He's read my novel, Giti, and liked it very much, so he wants to talk to me. May I have a talk with him in Parry's car?
Do you think it's the right thing to do, given your appearance and the clothes you're wearing?
It won't take more than a few minutes.
It's not appropriate, darling. Instead of going there, invite them in, and you can talk for hours instead of a few minutes.
But it's very crowded in there. He can't talk to me in front of all the guests.
But in Father's apartment, there's no one but Herfug and your mother. You can take him there.
Wouldn't your dad and aunt mind?
Well, does he have to talk to you about this tonight? Can't it wait until tomorrow?
He has to go to the airport at 2. He has a flight to catch at 5 a.m. He doesn't have much time.
Well, if talking to a literary critic is so important to you, why are you worried about Dad and Annie will think?
Would you apologize to Dad and Aunt on my behalf?
Would you do that?
Please.
Hi.
Good evening.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Please come in. Glad to have you with us. Go on up to the second floor.
Hi, my dear. Why did Morrow's guests go upstairs?
They're here to talk to her about her new novel.
Good luck with that.
Come in, please. This way.
Hello.
Hello.
Look at this. This is your wedding decor? Shame on you. Your taste is terrible. I'm about to throw up. It's hideous. You should be ashamed of yourself. You have such bad taste. I'm so disappointed. I never thought you'd marry someone like that, with such an old-fashioned and backward family. Do you hear me? Do you?
If you continue talking like that, I'll have to leave.
All right, all right. You're so bad-tempered.
Don't you want to sit down?
Sit down.
I'm sorry. I know it's cold here. The central heating system broke down.
It doesn't matter. I happened to read your novel in London a month ago. And the day I read it, I called Helen and asked about you. To get to know you better.
I'm flattered.
It's a good start.
Congratulations, Morrow.
Thanks.
But I'd like to give you a few tips before your mental frameworks are formed.
I'm listening.
I don't understand Giti's hesitation to choose between love and her conscience.
Could you please elaborate on that?
You haven't even moved in with Hamid yet, and you've already gone all formal on us. Could you please elaborate on that?
Stop teasing her. Leave her alone. I didn't mean I don't understand why Giti hesitates. What I mean was, I don't understand the use of metaphors in the world today.
The metaphors are undying. The time doesn't affect their relevance.
The belief in the existence of general metaphors that are not bound to any time and place and putting them against each other doesn't belong to modern-day literature. That kind of thinking goes back to the 19th century. But the biggest problem with your long story is the picture you depict of the woman's needs and desires in today's world. I have a problem with that image. I've written about it in detail. Summers will give it to you to read.
Yeah, it's in my bag. Remind me to give it to you on my way out.
I'd like you to read the first two chapters of my new novel.
I'm afraid I can't. I have to be at the airport at 2. My flight is at 5. Tell Helen to send it to me.
I got them some tea, but they said they didn't want any.
Okay, doesn't matter.
Want me to give you a hand, Mary dear?
They didn't drink it?
No.
Well, let me make some coffee, espresso.
No need for that.
Why?
I don't know.
Mary, darling, Auntie is tired and wants to leave. Dad wants you to ask Morale how long her conversation with her friends is going to take.
It's not going to take much longer. They're about to leave.
How do you know for sure?
I'm just guessing.
Thank you for coming. Anything. Thank you very much. Take care.
Goodbye.
Thank you for stopping by. Nice meeting you.
Thank you. Hold on. This is it.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
So long.
Bye. Goodbye. Thank you so much.
Close that door, Jalal. Morale, Hamid, come here. I'm going to give this apartment and everything in it to you. Provided you understand each other. Live a good life. And if I catch you having a fight or if you don't respect each other, I'm going to evict you. And I'll take the apartment back from both of you. Did I make myself clear?
Yes, Dad.
What about you?
Yes, of course.
Sister, don't you have anything to say to these two?
I wish them every happiness in the world.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad.
Congratulations.
Excuse me. Mary and I would like to seize the opportunity on this beautiful night and announce our decision out loud for everyone to hear.
Good idea.
Mary?
Hamid and I. That is, if you, Dad, and you, dear Aunt, agree, have decided to adopt a child and raise it.
You made the right decision.
I'm so glad you decided to do that, darling.
I'd like to congratulate.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Oh, come here, darling.
Congrats, man.
Thank you, Jalal, dear.
Congratulations to you.
Congratulations.
Too, Mary.
Thank you all. Thank
good
you
so much.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you all very much.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night.
Thank you. Thank
good
you.
Night. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
No, after you.
Good night,
and
please.
To you.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Excuse me, Dad. I can't thank you enough.
Dad. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me.
Are you tired?
Tired? Why would I be tired? In fact, I'm full of energy now.
Want to start decorating?
Let's do it.
Sorry.
No
I
problem.
Hope this isn't inconvenient.
Not at all. We were just having coffee. Come in.
I'm sorry to interrupt you then.
We ran out of topics. We had nothing else to talk about.
Oh. First, I thought said to tell you that for the first time, your mother went to sleep without a sedative.
Oh, Marie, that's wonderful news.
Glad to hear it. Secondly, I brought you some fruit and nuts to eat on the way.
Wow, you floored me.
It's my pleasure. I hope you'll have a great time.
Mary,
thank you so much.
Is it too much?
No, it's not, darling. It's not too much. You manage. Have a good time.
Thank
have a good
you so
trip.
Much.
Both yeah. of you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks again. Why do we have to forgive you?
For disturbing you at this time.
Yes, we're sorry.
Are they here at the wrong time?
No.
See?
Don't you want to take pictures on your trip?
Why not?
Here's a good camera. You can take as many pictures as you want. Here you go.
Oh, way to go, man.
And here are some cakes for you to eat on the way.
But this is too much, Shirin, dear. We won't be able to eat it
all. You will. I hope you'll like it. Take good care of yourselves and no speeding.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye
Thank
then.
You much.
See you later.
Very nice
Our
of you to
pleasure.
Come.
Thanks. Yeah.
Hello again.
Hi.
Sorry to bother
yeah,
you.
It's okay.
Dad asked me to give you this Quran.
Oh, well, thank him for me.
You're welcome. Well, have a nice trip.
Thanks.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Allahu Akbar. سبحان ربي الأعلى رب العالمين. سبحان ربي الأعلى رب العالمين. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.